Josh, obviously, this offense has had a lot of success in the past. Can you, when you look at the film over the last couple of weeks, can you isolate one or two elements that account for why it's not being as productive as
I think we haven't sustained our ability to stay balanced in both games. You know, we didn't run the ball very effectively in the Baltimore game, didn't run it very effectively in the Pittsburgh game. and that always puts, more pressure on your pass protection, more pressure on your passing game in general. And, you know, it's not really an effective formula to win any games in this league. I don't care what offense you're playing with. So, we've got to do a better job of, being able to run the ball, stay in positive situations, stay out of third and longs, which we found ourselves in too many times the other night in the second half. And if we do that, then that's really kind of the formula that we played with for the first six games. And, you know, we've got to make sure that we sustain that going forward. We've played against two good defenses. And, that's not an excuse that we're going to use. We got to do better than what we've done. And that's, whether it be execution, whether it be mistakes, whether it be just, somebody made a nice play on defense. We're playing against physical teams, and that's what we play against every week. So we've got to do better at the point of attack. We've got to do better with the ball in our hands. We've got to do better in terms of scheming something, if we can do that to help ourselves. But, we haven't lost faith in our ability to run the football or play good offense here, and we just got to go back to work and do better.
You guys started Carell over no-show. Why was that?
That's just what we, made a decision to do that. No huge reason. We're going to play both of them. They know that. That so happens that's what we started with the other night.
Do you evaluate the play of your offensive line? Are you satisfied with what you're getting there?
Anytime you give up pressures and sacks and don't run the football well, you always say, well, we didn't play very well up front. But I think it's a lot of things, They got to work together as a group. We got to work together as an offense. Our backs got to complement them in the running game. We have to, some of the pressures that we gave up the other night had nothing to do with the offensive line, and then yet some of them did. So we got to work better as a group. We've got to play better, in every area on offense. And that's not just the offensive line. That's everybody involved in playing good football on that side of the ball. So I know we can play good football, and that's what our goal is going to be. And we've got to get back to work and make sure that we start doing that this week.
Josh, any chance Ryan Harris practices this week, or is he?
I don't believe so, but we're going to, hold on that till the end of the week here, because we'll see how he progresses.
How has that relationship and the way you communicate with Kyle in game changed or been different in the last two games in the first six?
Meaning, I don't know what you mean.
It's a little bit more heated. There's a little bit more discussion, it seems, on the outside between the two of you.
No. It was probably less heated the last 2 weeks than it had been the first 6 weeks. I don't know. I coach the same way. I think I've coached the same way in every game we've played. He knows that, I want him to play as well as he can possibly play. I want everybody to play that way. So trying to get the best out of the guys. And if there's some mistakes that need corrected, sometimes, you got to pay attention to what people are saying and not how they're saying it. And I think he's got extremely thick skin. He knows that. And, I'll handle him the same way going forward.
Josh, can you talk a little bit about your college playing days with one and
Fletcher?
Yeah, and what it'll be like coaching against him instead of playing with him?
I've coached against him a number of times. It's always great to see him. London Fletcher's a great person, first and foremost. And he's been he's the leading tackler in this decade in the National Football League. And, I'm proud of him for what he's been able to accomplish in this league coming from John Carroll. We kind of all knew when we were playing with him that he was a special player, a special person, and would have a bright future ahead of him. And it's always great to see him, and I look forward to seeing him in pregame and then talking to him after the game also.
With Kyle, his mistakes, in the first seven games, he only had one interception. That was the Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. Was it bad decisions? Was it poor execution? Was it just trying to make up for the fact that you guys weren't able to?
There was a couple, I'm not going to make excuses for it. We threw three interceptions, and the first one there's a little, obviously we hit the umpire, and I don't know. I don't know if that ball gets intercepted, you know, 10 out of 10 times. But, you know, we got to keep the ball down over the middle. You know, anytime you're trying to throw into the middle of the defense, which the Steelers were playing some coverages where, you know, that's really – they dictated that that's where we go with the football. We got to make sure that we keep the ball down, you know. And those are the kind of balls that end up either getting tipped or sail over someone's head and end up with somebody else, you know, carrying the ball. So, you know, we got to go back to playing good, mistake-free football and, you know, being aggressive like he was in the first half and just taking care of the football when we have the opportunities, you know, to do that.
There's one popular conception that if you threw the ball deep occasionally, mm-hmm. you could move the safeties back a little bit and get a little more room for your intermediate stuff. Do you buy into that?
It's easy to say that, you know, when Troy Polamalu and Tyrone Carter are 35 yards deep, you know, during the course of the game and, you know, you threw for 190 yards in the first half or whatever it might have been, you know, we're having success doing what we thought we should do to win the game. And there's plays where we have in our offense, and we always will, that if nobody's back there, that's where we're going. And if somebody is back there, we're not going to go there. So, we're going to continue to coach and do the things we've done to be successful, and we're not going to change it.
Question, I was talking about the deep play and having to...
The what?
The deep ball, you know, kind of needing that a little bit because you can't always sustain 8-10 play drives against these teams. And you just discussed it a little more, but how much do your offense need, just as a confidence boost, to have a play like that that kind of gets things going, or maybe opens it up the way things have gone offensively the last couple of
years? If you need that and if you're looking for that, you're in trouble. Because those plays are, you know, few and far between, you know, a lot of times in this league. And if you're sitting there trying to play offense, hoping for one big play, you're going to have a long day. You know, you better be able to execute against good defenses. You know, these teams know what they want to try to take away. And when they try to take those things away and you try to force the ball in spots, then, you know, you could end up turning it over 4, 5, 6 times in a game, you know. So, you know, it's always great when you get big plays, but I think the biggest thing is you can't force things like that to happen. If you do, then you play bad offense. So, you know, would we love to have a bunch of explosive plays every week? Sure. But you got to try to do the smart thing, and those explosive plays will come. But you can't do it, you know, where the risk is going to significantly outweigh the reward.
Harris has made a big play each of the last two games now. Is it a sign that he has come on?
Yeah, I said that 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I mean, he's playing better each week. You know, did some good things in the running game, which I know doesn't really get a lot of focus and attention, but, you know, doing a better job of setting the edge in the running game and, you know, playing, you know, a lot in our nickel packages and doing a decent job in the pass rush, too. So, you know, he scooped that ball up the other night and scored with it. So, you know, he's doing his job. He's learning how to fit in, you know, in terms of our schemes. And each week he works hard to try to get better. And, you know, I hope that's true of all our rookies.
With your other first-round pick, Noshon, I mean, he's had a couple of tough weeks in a row. Is there anything he could be doing better? Or is it something that the holes are starting?
Everybody's got to play better. Everybody's got to play better.
After watching the film, what did you see from Ty Law, and do you expect him to be even, you know, more of a factor?
Yeah, Ty, you know, we rested him a little bit, you know, off and on, just, you know, try to make sure that if we needed him at the end, obviously in some nickel packages, that he would be available for us. But he played a good portion of the game, you know, in our sub defense and did a nice job, you know. That's what I would expect of Ty, and I would expect that going forward. You know, he's a smart player, understood the defense, took him a few days to learn it, and, you know, he'll continue to learn it and understand it more than he did, you know, on Monday night. So I would just expect, you know, his performance and his play and the number of plays he's capable of being in the game to go up as we go on. I want to say it was like 32 or something like that, you know, in and around that neighborhood. A
couple more guys. Has he any experience playing really inside on
the Ty? Side? Sure. Yeah.
Is that a big adjustment for a guy?
I mean, no, he's played – I mean, he's been a matchup guy a lot of his career. So if the matchup took him in the slot, you know, he went in there plenty. He's played in there, you know – extensively, you know, in different times of his career with the Jets last year, Sometimes they used him inside. Sometimes they used him outside. You know, they matched up Revis last year sometimes on a specific receiver, and then Ty kind of balanced off of him sometimes. So, you know, if you've played in there and had to learn how to play in there because you've played in a matchup style of a defense, then, you know, I think it's, you know, hopefully for a guy like Ty, it's like riding a bicycle. You get back in there and you understand what you're dealing with. There's a few things that happen inside that don't happen outside, but Ty can handle that, and we expect him to play well.
So the adjustment is more just the team and the terminology than...
Yeah. I mean, this system is different than the system he's played in before. Some of it is similar and carries over, but, you know, for the most part, the terminology and just the understanding of the words and those kind of things are slightly different than the system that he grew up in, I would say. But he's learned a few different defenses in the last so many years here, so I don't think that's, you know, a big task for him.
Time for one more, guys. Do you feel like you need to make defensively after the last...
Say it one more time.
Are there adjustments you feel like you need to make defensively after the last
game? Well, I mean, we need to play better longer, and that's across the board. And defensively, you know, we did a decent job in the first half of containing Roethlisberger in the pocket, you know, pretty much handling the running game for what we wanted to do and get done there. And then we let some big plays happen, you know. I think Mendenhall had four carries that ended up being over 100 yards, you know, in those four plays, you know. So anytime you give up big plays as the game wears on, you know, you sense that, you know, is that a loss of focus or concentration? Is it some kind of an assignment? Is it a coaching thing or a strategy where we can make an adjustment and help ourselves? But it's all those things. You know, we've played good defense for four quarters a bunch, you know, so far this year. And we're not discouraged by the fact that, you know, we played well for a significant portion of the game, and then all of a sudden we made some errors that gave them, you know, some big plays. We just have to do a better job of executing over the course of 60 minutes against teams like Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And if we do, then, you know, the games will be competitive, just like the first half of the season's been. And, you know, and that's the kind of game that we're going to play in. You know, that's the kind of team we are.